Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, 1320 WILS. Very happy to start the show today with Roger Morgenstern, Communications Coordinator for Consumers Energy, talking about the Smart Grid Program. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Jack. I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. Can you explain this program and why is this important to our listeners?
Sure. The program we've been working on a lot lately here in Michigan is our PEV, our Plug-in Electric Vehicle Program. Here we are in the birthplace of the automobile here in Michigan, and the next great thing to come down the line is going to be these electric vehicles. And what we at Consumers Energy are working to do is to create an infrastructure for the ability for people who buy these plug-ins, like the Chevy Volt that's going to be hitting showrooms here yet this year, an infrastructure and the ability to plug in their vehicles at an economical rate so they can charge their vehicles at home and have options if they want to pursue the electric vehicle, as a way to decrease their carbon footprint and help move our economy along.
Roger, how much more demand could this place on existing energy sources, and how might this impact other people?
Sure. Right now, in the next few years, we don't think there'll be much impact on the electric grid because of the sheer number of vehicles. We're probably looking at several hundred volts that are going to be available here in the next few months here in Michigan, assuming all those were sold and were in the Consumers Energy territory. We would be able to handle that because the draw on the system is not that much. Now, there has been some discussion both in our territory and in Detroit Edison that if there was a clustering effect, if we had a larger number of electric vehicles in a given neighborhood, then we would have to look, both utilities would have to look at beefing up our distribution systems. But that's something that we're going to keep an eye on as these cars become more popular. Really, what we expect to experience are the early adopters to really number in the hundreds. So we'll be able to handle that and keep the lights on for everybody.
All right. The Smart Grid Program. Why is it smart?
Well, it beats being part of the dumb grid, doesn't it? So, the smart grid is really a way to create a two-way communication between Consumers Energy and its customers to help them become really smarter customers so they can understand their energy use. The PEV program is part of our smart grid program. What we are looking to do is to eventually install smart meters on all 1.8 million of our electric customers across the state of Michigan so that they will be able to understand how much energy they're using and have the ability, not too far in the future, to have their appliances receive signals from our smart meters when power may be more expensive for them, so that maybe it can suggest, do you want to wash that load of laundry now, or do you want to wait until in the evening when the price of power may be lower, or maybe running that dishwasher at a different time.
How do you educate the public as to what those options might be?
Yeah, we're actually putting together some plans right now. We're working very closely with the Michigan Public Service Commission, which is our regulator here in the state, and we are working on programs to educate our customers by things as simple as bill inserts, web information that we're developing, possibly advertising campaigns when we get closer to getting these meters installed. We're not looking to start deployment until the year 2012, which isn't too far away, but we're going to be taking a phased approach so that we put these meters out in a fashion that if we make sure the technology is working all correct, properly, and that we're educating our customers as we go. So they'll start seeing some more educational things coming up in 2011 as we're trying to raise their awareness about this new type of customer relationship.
Roger Morgenstern, Communications Coordinator, Consumers Energy, talking about the Smart Grid Program and getting people ready for plug-in electric vehicles. And you've got a website, you've got some other information here. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, yes. We just launched our new website at consumersenergy.com/PEV, and it's got all the information that you need to really become plug-in ready. It has information on the rates that we recently had approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission. It provides a checklist to make sure that you've got all your information if you want to have a charging station installed in your home. We have an incentive program for to pay for up to $2,500 for the first 2,500 customers who call us.
$2,500 for 2,500.
Yes, it was easy to remember that way. We kept the numbers the same. So,
right.
For them to call us and to help.
How much is the installation of an in-home station?
It will probably run somewhere, you know, maybe $3,000 or $4,000, depending on the local electrical codes and maybe the price of permits. You know,
so this would pay for most of it. Is this a rebate or what?
This is a rebate. We would be cutting a check directly to the customer, and we would be paying them. They would have to pay for the installation to the vendor that would be installing it, and then they would get a rebate from Consumers Energy. If they're interested, they can go to that website, or they can call our special toll-free number for our PEV program. I can give you that number.
All right, go ahead.
Sure, it's 877-904-9246. And as they like to say, operators are standing by. We have people who are trained and ready to go to answer our customers' questions on PEVs.
All right, last question, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers Energy provides natural gas and electricity to nearly 6.5 million people. Michigan has 10 million people, so it means automatically Consumers Energy is the largest energy provider, and it covers all the counties in the Lower Peninsula. How are the issues related to Lansing and mid-Michigan any different than they are elsewhere in the state?
Well, they really aren't that different. In fact, I'm glad you raised that point, Jack. One of the things we're working very closely with on things like smart grid and PEVs, we're working with all the utilities in the state, including our colleagues at Detroit Edison, including our colleagues, Peter Lark and his staff at the Lansing Board of Water and Light,
mm-hmm.
so that we have consistency, especially when we're talking about PEVs. One of the things that's generated quite a bit of interest is the idea of public charging stations in the state of Michigan. We're working very closely with all the utilities and the Public Service Commission so that we have standardization in the type of charging stations that are installed and the ability for people to plug in maybe even when they're shopping in the Lansing area or shopping in the Grand Rapids area. We're looking at all that, and we're making sure that it's consistent across the state of Michigan.
All right. I think that's one thing a lot of people want is consistency. Can you give us a number and a website address again?
Sure. The website is www.consumersenergy.com/PEV for plug-in electric vehicle.
Okay.
The toll-free number is 1-877-904-9246.
All right. Thanks so much, Roger. We'll talk with you soon.
You're welcome. Take care, Jack.
All right.